Happy New Year.
I don't want to waste any time. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I don't want to waste any time. We got to get back into the conversation we were just having off mic. Is yogurt allowed to be stored next to milk in the supermarket if there is, as Andrew put it, quote, candy in it? What do we think?
Discuss. You don't want to waste any time is a strong way to start the show that is almost exclusively wasting people's time. This is what we do.
I don't want to waste anyone's time on the racism show. I got to get to these yogurt discussions.
I guess I'm engaging in the fallacy that yogurt is supposed to be quote unquote healthy. Like, it's fine.
You're engaging in a very 90s kind of a...
Yeah.
90s yes. Dannon kind of a rhetoric. Well, although I guess now with the resurgence of Greek yogurt, the keto crowd would argue once again, this is a health food. It has no business being fun and enjoyable. So you take issue
That's
with
true.
The chocolate that has been put into recent strains of yogurt?
So engineer producer Yusong is having yogurt with chocolate in it as we speak. He's not speaking.
Yusong, I did not mean to put you on blast. I'm so sorry. I was going to keep this vague.
Self-conscious.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Andrew has aired out your business.
I am eating a Chobani flip that's titled like it's the s'mores flavor. So I don't know if this is supposed to be, healthy.
I just want to say, and this is not to use the clearly toxic behavior of other people as a means to justify my own behavior. However, fans of podcasting in general may know that this is by far the least abuse Yusong has gotten on a podcast by a mile.
That is true.
Very normal.
This is a very warm and cozy environment.
Compared to what Yusong is used to. So I will just say...
I wanted him to have a respite. I wanted Yusong to have one safe pod place he could come to.
No, you're right and I'm wrong. I am truly using the behavior of monsters, the monsters over at Doughboys, to justify my own abuse. Wow. I guess that's my New Year's resolution is take more shots. Take more shots at nice white people.
Oh, no. We take far too many already.
I know. That's all I bring to the table, though, I'm afraid.
Andrew, I can hear Edie. Is Edie behind you eating? I can hear her collar against the bowl. So we talked about this last week. I think it was on our bonus episode on Yo Can We Live, but that is the sound of a small dog smacking her collar into a bowl.
So the thing with these dogs, which I don't know if I've mentioned on this show yet, I'm keeping them. I'm adopting these dogs. Edie refuses to wear anything that... Well, okay, so she... Two things. One is, and this is actually a habit I had from my other dogs, Pickles and Sinbad, who are fine. They're just full-time living with their mom, my ex now, is that for some reason, I believe actually it was... Sinbad, I don't remember which dog it was, wouldn't eat out of a normal dog bowl. So instead, they are eating out of a, like, three-quarters, not fine china or anything, but a human bowl. I cannot call it anything other than, like, a bowl for people.
Sure.
So I think against a normal dog bowl, the collar smack isn't as like loud and a problem. But Edie's got the exact sweet spot of because of her height and the way she eats. She's coming in and just there's a little jingle jangle right on the motherfucking side of the bowl. And look, I could do any number of things. I could get them a normal dog bowl. Although to be honest, that's been a dog bowl for so long. It would not feel right, nor would I do.
Now
I have the confidence to clean it enough to use it as a human bowl.
Here's a question that is here's a question that is that I want you to receive with love and concern and a genuine question and not a drag. Mm-hmm. Why do the dogs have to eat in the room you do the podcast in?
Oh, that is a good question. They absolutely do not. To
it's
be
fine.
Fair,
you don't have to change anything, but I'm just curious why this is the room.
Actually, there's not only is there not a good reason, there's kind of a bad reason, which is I moved all their food and water into here when I was cleaning out the hallway, like just sweeping and mopping the hallway where it used to be, and I haven't moved it back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that perfectly answers my question.
So there's no good reason. However, I do kind of like their bowl here now, except for the podcasting, which I guess I could just simply move the bowl during podcast time. Although
for roughly the 1 hour while we do this per week, that's another option. But listeners, let us know. Do you find it comforting that there's a tiny dog that you know a tiny dog is being well fed happening while we record? Or would you prefer it be elsewhere? Tag at Yo Is This Racist on all the socials.
You know what? You could just tag me, Andrew T. And just do whatever you do, don't tag Tawny personally. And this is not like the time Matt and I were being sarcastic and saying, don't tag Tawny. Actually, don't tag Tawny in this one.
You weren't being sarcastic either. These motherfuckers know what they did. They were just, you listeners.
We're just joking around. This is not one of the moments where Tawny needs to. But if you're bothered by sweet, sweet Edie's jingle jangle, the only thing that brings her joy in life.
Bringing the holiday spirit to this podcast, frankly, is the jingle of her little collar.
Let me know. No, but I very much, I actually have a little table next to where their bowl is that I have at other times put their bowl on top of so they don't eat. But have I thought of it during podcasting? You know, part of it actually is that I have like headphones on that don't really have my mic on it. Yeah, because it's got the Zoom.
Ah.
So I think the mic is picking up. I'm not listening to my own mic.
Yes. I hear your mic, and so I'm hearing the dogs more.
Yeah. Well, and you know, as you have seen in the past, and as anyone on this Zoom can see right now, the mic is basically pointed right at their bowl. almost. I mean, it's like far away, but it
almost
is,
like you're a Foley artist.
Yeah, this is it. It almost could not be more designed to be picking this up again. The sound that I am not hearing because I'm just hearing you, really.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
check.
Well, yeah, I'm not really hearing me. Is that a problem?
Here. That's all right. Look, we'll sort it out maybe next week, maybe never. But you know what this is? This is Yo Is This Racist, the racism podcast where we listen to your voicemails about racism with the help of a special guest or guests. I'm Tawny News and that's Andrew T. We've just been filibustering for 7 minutes about yogurt and a dog bowl. But what we got to talk about, we got to get to before we get to these voicemails, is just what Twitter has been ablaze with all weekend. If you're not on Twitter, or if for whatever reason your algorithm has kept this out of your timeline, God bless
you.
Keep up whatever you're doing.
You are living a significantly better life than we are.
But we got to talk about, we got to talk about Hillary Baldwin. That's
Ilaria.
What we have to talk about. Oh my God. The fact that the name switched to Hilaria is... like, everything's a parody of everything, and I don't know what the source material is. Like, I don't know what we're riffing on, us in this situation.
Yes.
I don't know what the original thing was, but everything is a pastiche somehow.
You know, I this was definitely one of those things where, so I guess if you're one of the blessed people who actually doesn't know what we're talking about, then first of all, again, truly, consider just throwing your phone in the ocean right now because we're about to make your life worse. Alec Baldwin's current wife is a white lady from Boston who has been With some, I guess, Spanish descent, maybe. This is where I didn't dig deep enough to even find that out. Okay, great.
No Spanish descent, and it is to be fair, none claimed currently either. I don't know what was claimed in the past or whatever, but like in her admission, she has said, "My family is white. We are from Boston." Her family currently lives, I guess her parents and her brother currently live in Mallorca in Spain. Led folks to believe, I'm going to do the generous interpretation of this because I don't know this lady. I truly had never seen her or heard her voice or heard about her until all of this. I assumed Alec Baldwin had a wife, had no idea who it was. She claims that she spent her childhood splitting between Boston and Spain, and now that her family lives there, they've kind of grown up like a dual culture. You know, rich people do this all the time, by the way. Rich people just like have half their life in Europe and come back kind of speaking French, and then when you're like, oh, your family's French, right? They're like, no, we're English, but we just are rich and we have like a house there. So this isn't foreign behavior to me, no pun intended. This seems very common. I think what's strange is that the generous interpretation is that media outlets over the years have assumed her to be native to Spain, a Spanish native, and she has not corrected them. That's the generous interpretation of it all. There are far more sinister and ludicrous interpretations out there as well.
I mean... So this came to my attention because I guess there's some clip. So I am like, again, read 1,000 tweets, did not look at the actual source video, where she pretends that Spanish is her first language and that she doesn't
know the word. I watched every video. What are your questions? If you have a question, I can answer them. I devoured this.
The one where she doesn't know the word for cucumber in English. What happened there?
Yes. Okay, so there is a clip from a Good Morning type show where she's doing a cooking segment. Because, again, me not being familiar with this person, I guess she's like a wellness yoga coach type person. So she's doing like a cooking segment, right? And she has what can be described as an accent. I won't say what kind because truly I don't know. And she is naming ingredients that she's putting in the thing that she's making, and she briefly, momentarily seems to forget the word for cucumber, and she says, "What is it in English?" as she points to it, and then she supplies the word cucumber, and the woman goes, "Yeah, cucumber." Again, I'm going to play good cop here. It doesn't matter how I personally feel about this, just for the sake of the conversation. There is merit to people who speak multiple languages, you know, getting their wires crossed and losing words in those languages, no matter which your native one is. So that's what I'll say about that. Please proceed. I'm here to answer any questions you may have. I've watched every single video, everyone.
So the main one that isn't a video related question is because I also assumed when I saw the vague Twitter thing about this was that she was pretending to be from Central or South America.
Right.
And this is that's the part where I was like, well, so where's the crime? And I guess the crime is that Americans are so ignorant that we don't know really the difference between Spain as Europe and
truly
Spain's colonies.
Truly. And, you know, being American 101, you got to learn to separate the colonizers from the colonized. You know, at least you got to be able to point them out on a map.
I would say the opposite. I would say American 101, one of the core tenets of being American is actively not knowing the difference between who was colonized and who was the colonizer.
I guess that helps us not realize that where we stand in all of that.
Yeah, that's how America sleeps at night, and it's critical.
Yeah,
it's critical that we continue to not know the difference. Critical. So that's I think the part where I guess it feels racist. It's like she definitely was letting people think she was Latina. But you know, there's the other side of it is like there are, you know, like fucking the Pope, right? The good for a Pope. Is like you know, of white European descent mostly. But, you know, he's mm-hmm. born in Argentina, I think, or wherever the fuck he's from. And, like, you know, he's you know, sort of. I guess this is also where, and this is something we've talked about in the show before, where, like, the term, like, terms like Latinx or whatever mm-hmm. sort of fall down a little bit. Because to Americans, it's like, okay, you're foreign, you're a person of color.
Yeah.
And we don't, and that's not necessarily the case, right? Is that yeah, where, is that, is like, this the bad part of this, or is there no bad part of this? Is it just hilarious?
Well, you know, what's wild is that I keep thinking, like, if we applied this same kind of attention, let's call it, to mm-hmm. stripping away the funny parts of the story, which I'm sorry we're laughing at this, but, like, there are some parts of it that are just true parody, and it can't, they cannot be ignored. But stripping that away, there are enough people, there are enough just rich, wealthy people, like I mentioned before, who have second homes in other countries, in you know, white European countries, mm-hmm. that kind of do this thing. You know, there's plenty of actors that you go, oh, I thought he was English. Oh, I guess he's not. He's just, like, has been wealthy since the 80s.
Right.
And no one, other than the Madonna issue, you know, when she came back from living abroad and had an accent and was widely mocked for it, but no one accused her of anything racially, you know, no one accused her of, yeah, like, impersonating another race. They were just like, Madonna went to England and has this accent. Maybe that's because we knew where Madonna was from. We knew that she was American. I don't know. But there are plenty of these types of people that, like, just are rich and just can afford to sound mm-hmm. like something else and dress like something else. But because that lens that we look at it is all just whiteness, it doesn't yeah. get this type of attention. So I do think what you're talking about, Americans' inability to separate, like, what it means to impersonate a Latinx person, that
right.
that does not appear to be what this woman was doing. Well, doesn't make it, like, or, cool, but
it's a little of
there is
both.
A distinction.
Maybe, like, it's just like, you know, I the one thing I will say for sure, for I pray, you know, like, you know what, I would go for almost all members of the Baldwin family on this and say that wasn't the plan. Pretty much every right. time one of those fuckers is in the news, they, you know, they did something, and it doesn't ever seem like that was plan A, or yeah. like thought through. So that is a little bit where I'm like, you know, you because you're, as you know, she as a fellow dumb American would, you know, also on some subconscious level know that if you pretend that your first language is Spanish and your second language is English, mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. get some, you know, and you're a white woman, but with, like, dark hair like she has, you get mm-hmm. a certain amount of, you know, people will mistake you for being Latinx or whatever. Like you get some mm-hmm. sort of minority-ness even when you don't intend to, even though it's not real. That's, I guess, the thing is, just because it's not real doesn't mean it's not real.
Right. Doesn't mean you didn't weirdly benefit from it. I mean, yeah. you know, she's been on these, like, she's been in Latina magazine. That's the most egregious part of it to me. She was on the right. cover of Hola magazine, which is a Spanish publication.
Right.
So maybe they were just like, a lady who lived here. Cool. Like, who knows? But but to be on the cover, to be in Latina magazine, if anyone asked me to be in Latina, look, I lived in Chicago for long enough to get mistaken for all kinds of, you know, all kinds of things that I was not. And if anyone had said, hey, do you want to come on Latina magazine and, like, do recipes or something? I'd be like, oh, I really shouldn't. Thank you so much. Like, that's the error, is just her letting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Go on. Ugh.
But as someone, I, you know, I fucking let shit go on all the time. I'm a fucking idiot. So I could see. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess it is, though, just have the spine to be like, hey, everybody, I'm from Boston. My name.
Just be like, guys,
taking on,
I know.
Taking
I know
on the Spanish name is so much. That I guess is a line step, a pretty significant one.
Yeah, and it's also like, look, I understand, you know, cross-cultural families. I understand people from here or from wherever who move to a place. It does seem like her family communicates primarily in Spanish because they live in Mallorca, whatever. She posted those screenshots of texts from her brother. It was, you know, they communicate in Spanish comfortably. That's fine. Like, that's not a crime. I think also people were taking issue with the fact that she was like, I'm not going to apologize for being bilingual. It was like, wait, no one's mad at you because you have a skill. I wish sometimes white people would just be like, yeah, I'm really sorry I did this. You know what's actually the truth? I'm just rich and I can afford to look however I want and live wherever I want, and I'm really good at languages. So isn't that cool? Because you'll get way more opportunities from just admitting to being like wealthy and having access to things.
Yeah. It's anytime someone gets called out and says any version of I'm not going to apologize, and it's like, just hire a fucking PR consultant and, like, again, throw your, you know what, the overarching advice for this episode is throw your phone into the trash, because it's fine
throw your phone into the trash.
Just
That's
let
true.
It go. What is what?
Yeah.
What do you get from defending this? I actually don't understand. Like, what is the point? You're still fucking rich. Like, it doesn't change
anything.
You can
still go to that house in Mallorca.
Yeah.
You can still hang out there. Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's cause for us all to examine. What are we all lying about? I had a crisis the other day. I met a woman outside in my neighborhood, kind of, which I don't really know many of my neighbors. And she, like, really kind of effusively complimented my hair. And I was like, it's all plastic. What are we? I don't want to tell you about how we do this. But I don't like taking these compliments for some shit I bought on Amazon and installed with a crochet hook.
Well, you know what? Right, but I guess that's the tiny harmless version of when is it time for honesty, and then it's too late.
Is that where we're at?
It's too late for honesty. 2021, you should have been honest last year.
Yeah. Oh, who knows? Oh, it's also stupid. It also, like, doesn't... It doesn't functionally matter, and that's why I am... Well, I mean, it does matter, but I am envious of people who don't have to know about this. Sometimes I wish that Twitter was different, or maybe I just need to not be on it.
Yeah, I mean, you can be the change you see in the world, whereas Twitter can be a thing that doesn't exist if you don't look at it. let's take the commercial break first, but when we come back... I got the Andrew's family Christmas Zoom I teased on Twitter. Break. Let's listen to an ad. Thank you for listening to the ad, and then we're back. Mm-hmm. And then we're back again. We're back now. That's what happened. Yeah.
Andrew, you had tweeted that you were on a Christmas. I'm just going to set it up so that you can tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a holiday Zoom with your family, a distanced Christmas, and Merry Distancemas. I'll work on it. I'll come back to you guys later. And this is not the time or place. I'll work on it. And you said that within 20 minutes, I believe, the family Zoom had devolved into which races drink the most. You have the floor.
It was actually worse than that. So my family, somehow we all managed to get on one Zoom, which is actually pretty wild considering. Like, my cousin from Hong Kong was, like, you know, fucking having breakfast. And we were, like, you know, people in East Coast time were, like, you know, about to go to bed. And then California, the center of everything, was, like, normal time. I don't know, something like that. And because, so listeners to this show, longtime fans will know that I have a fucking racist white uncle named Michael. And he is in the family because my dumbest aunt, who is, you know, also a conservative Chinese lady, married him. He sucks. So I guess they couldn't figure out how Zoom actually works. So they were both dialed in from cell phones. So they had no picture, or they maybe had picture. I was not clear what was happening. But he was like in the background. He was not like talking. Because my family also, so my family has a bunch of like medical care professionals in the family. And if you've ever heard me, not as much on this podcast, but I've been guests on other podcasts where I rail about how two things. One is doctors are not scientists. Like you can be a creationist. You can be, you know, any number of non-scientific things and be a physician. It is, you know, being a doctor has something to do with science. They use science, but they are not by any stretch of the imagination scientists. So I say this because, first of all, my not my aunt who's married to a white guy, but my other kind of idiot aunt who in the past was blaming the measles outbreak that came from unvaccinated white people in Southern California, was blaming that on Mexican people. You know, she's just like an idiot whose mind has been poisoned by Fox News. And that, so she brought up initially, God, I'm really just doing this play by play. Thank you for your patience. She brought up the fact that she had heard that the, Russian COVID vaccine was not as good. And then my racist, truly unrepentant racist aunt said, you know, and I heard that you can't, One of the problems with it is you can't drink for like 2 months after you get the Russian vaccine. And so first she said, and you know those Russians with their vodka, how will they ever do it? And then unbidden, she then said, and those Mexicans, you know how they like their beer. They can't stop drinking. That's, I believe, a direct quote.
Merry Christmas. Why is this happening on Christmas?
For no reason. It was just lunacy. You know, and that was where, you know, I was basically like, all right, well, this is why. I thought just by no longer ever speaking to white Uncle Michael, I would not have as much of that in my life. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was
I really thought when I saw the tweet, I was like excited to hear the results of the poll. I really thought this was going to be some racist against Irish people type shit, because that's the easy shot to take. This is quite a twist.
I know. Well, the weird thing is, because most the bad part of my family is that type of loves white people at all cost Asian person. They wouldn't dare talk about the Irish, their natural friends and allies, who they would assume would never, ever, you know, speaking of the city of Boston, you know, just hate Asian people. They love the Irish. So, yeah. So that's my fucking family. Thank you for indulging this. I know longtime listeners of the show will enjoy the white Uncle Michael adjacent update. Part of me thinks the new listeners are wholly mystified by this. But you know what?
I think they're into it.
Welcome to the family. Welcome to the yo fam.
Welcome to the family, y'all. Oh, I know we're going long, but these were two worthy topics that we needed to air out. I'm grateful to know the results of your stupid racist family's poll. But hey, and you know, congrats for only having to see them on a Zoom. At least they weren't racist, but also insisting you all get together.
Oh, man, that was wonderful. I truly, though, was actually I kind of forgot they would be on the Zoom. I wasn't really thinking about it. My sister organized it. And I really would have, because I don't, had there not been a pandemic, I think I would not have gone down to see them down in San Diego. Trash capital of California. I don't know. I fucking hate San Diego also. Sorry, everyone.
Merry Christmas. All right. Well, we should keep this going and listen to some voicemails. But but yeah, I'm glad you didn't have to go down there, man. It sounds bad digitally.
Me as well. It was horrible.
Yo, so I'm a white guy. I'm an educator. And I've been doing anti-racist education work for a really long time before it was trendy. But I have a question. If I'm not capitalizing the W in white, am I being racist? This is a thing that's coming up now. I'm not really sure. All right, thanks. Bye.
Props for keeping it short. You even managed to slip in a little, I've been woke before everybody type jab. I'm not mad at it, though. It was very crafty.
as one of the good ones, thank you for calling in. So, yeah, this was an issue for me on a script I was writing. Because I was only capitalizing the B in black and the A in Asian. And the W in white was lowercase as, I guess, a political statement, because it really does not make sense. Really. To not capitalize the W. But every time I capitalized the W, I felt like I was like a Nazi on Twitter. So I was like, I simply cannot do it. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess the way that does make sense is like black is a thing because of slavery. So black refers to a type of people, whereas white kind of doesn't really.
Well, yes, I mean, so I believe, you know, and I'm not like a style guide person, so I forgive me for kind of musing about this stuff. But from what I've heard from scholarly type people that I followed is that, you know, a while ago in the 70s or 80s, folks started capitalizing the B in black and I believe the B in brown. And then because it looked imbalanced in print, you know, you get those style guide freaks on it. And they're like, when you say black and white people and one is capitalized and one isn't, it just makes everybody's brains get all itchy and they don't like the way it looks. So yeah. I believe that means that they defaulted back down to no capitalizations. And then recently in the last couple of years, the B on black has come back in a big way, folks, especially on Twitter. Folks will really remind you on Twitter, even if you happen to be a capital B black person, they'll remind you to capitalize that B. Thank you so much. What would we do without you? You freedom fighters of the fucking resistance. Anyway, but so a very smart person that I follow that you should all follow named Eve Ewing. She's a professor at in Chicago. Oh my God. U of C? Yeah. Must be U of C. She advocates for the capitalization of the W as well. And I think it's because I literally think it's just we have to remind white people that they are not neutral. Like they are a race too. And by capitalizing that, we're constantly drawing a circle around the fact that like, you're not the default and we're something else. You know, we're not spray painted versions of you. Like this is, you are a separate thing. And that argument's interesting to me. And I don't know that I will put it into practice because I will probably feel the way you do, like a weird white supremacist insisting that white feels important. I don't know.
It is one of those things that is like very hard to, like when you do it in practice, it feels and looks bonkers. Like bonkers, I really had a lot of trouble doing it. I was just like, and in my head, like if you were to say the phrase black people and white people, it actually looks better to me to capitalize the B and not the white, even though I know that that does not make a sense.
Well, here's the thing, like for folks like you and me and many of our listeners, if we are not in education or journalism, does it matter? Like, I don't capitalize the right shit ever on Twitter. Like, Twitter's a grammatical mess.
Right.
You know, like there's.
I
suppose this caller might be he's an educator.
Yeah. I think the caller matters. But, you know, in my case, in a script where. I mean, the most obtuse version, I guess it could matter because it's like if it's like a casting person or a props person or like a wardrobe person or whatever, like I suppose if they were confused about whether it was a white person or a, you know, optically white person or whatever. Like,
you mean like a, like an alabaster, know, like someone who's been, yeah, dipped in something.
Or like, yeah, someone like dressed all in white or something like that. Like, I suppose there, okay, is a world where clarity in a production document makes sense. I
but
guess.
Also, I call bullshit on that because scripts are some of the most herky-jerky written things I've ever fucking seen. Capitalizations willy-nilly, commas, yeah, where there should be periods. Like, they are absolutely insane. And the fact that you, yeah, get around that by just the amount of times that things are just all capsed just because someone didn't want to construct a sentence that implied emphasis. So just capitalize the whole word. Just every time you write white, every time you write black,
yeah,
just capitalize the whole thing, and then no one can say, yeah, shit to you.
It was more of a like a the I don't know who, I mean, I guess it is like, yeah, whatever, style guides are style guides, and I suppose we do need some order, but I was just like, man, this looks so wrong to me.
Yeah, so I guess caller, capitalize it if you believe in the reasons, like some black scholars have suggested, for drawing attention to whiteness, or don't capitalize it if it makes you feel like you're writing a manifesto. How's,
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I mean, is that something you can pass on to the kids where you're like, hey, this is like, this is going to look weird. And in any casual, look, only do it if you have to, because in any kind of casual setting, you will simply look like a racist. You will be mostly.
Especially if it's not. Yeah, especially if it's not accompanied with the word black. If you're not saying like black and white people, if you're just saying white people.
Yes.
It's capitalized.
You know what? I wanted to bring up one more news item, actually, that I just remembered while we were talking. It's not exactly related.
It.
But fuck it. We're structureless. We're you people are lucky that you're getting a podcast to end 2020. So
no,
happy
Andrew,
New Year.
We said we were going to get our shit more together now that we're independent. We're not structured.
Oh,
we have very good structure. We're allowing this momentary breach in structure because of your enthusiasm. Please share.
Okay. I saw it actually because of a racist on Twitter was complaining about it. But basically, and then the New York Times article. So the headline I'm looking at is a racial slur, a viral video, and a reckoning. So basically, 3 years ago, this kid, in my opinion, a hero, Jimmy Galligan, was a black kid in Virginia. Basically, he got a video of one of his classmates apparently rapping along to something, is what she says, but you know, where she says the N-word, basically. So, and going into the story a little bit, it's like, you know, apparently she like went into, you know, he tried to get the school to do something about it, and didn't. You know, so 3 years ago, so now 3 years later, after this girl who said the N-word on a video got accepted to college, he posted it online and basically got her college acceptance rescinded. So that's 3 years. And so I basically saw this from some racist that was like, this is crazy. Like, this is, you know, she was a kid and she was, you know, anyone who holds onto a grudge for 3 years like that is, something's wrong with him. I'm, of course, of the opinion that, like, it's so easy not to be on tape saying the N-word that, you know, good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad
well,
this kid
also
held up.
Yeah, and I had read that this kid had tried to take it to school authorities at the time where they were in school, and nothing was done about it. So he was like, okay, I'll wait till someone does care, which is petty, but also they're children. Like, when you look at the offenses here, I'm like, she started it. She shouldn't have been. Also, she's not singing along to a rap song. When you see the video, there's no song in the world that goes, I just learned how to drive, niggers. Like, that's not a song. That doesn't exist. It is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if, but yes. That is what I later saw on Twitter. I once again actually did not watch any of the videos, just saw the headline on this. But
gosh, I don't know how you resist. I like don't want to be in any of the discourse, but I want to just absorb the videos. The accent shit was like feeding my drama kid soul. I was like, yes, I'm getting a PhD in dialect work by going through all of this Twitter thread.
That's right. That's right. You were talking about how Twitter about, yeah. And by the way, I don't think it's too late for Tawny Newsome to simply be Tawny Newsome of, what do you say, New Zealand? I don't know. Oh, you just did a
show. Sure, my aunt lives there. Literally, my aunt and I have three little baby cousins. They live in New Zealand. What if I just came out with a Flight of the Conchords ass accent and was just like, this is me now. But truly, like, this is why it's so... I'm not gonna say fucked up being a mixed person because there's plenty of privileges, trust me. But you know, like on my mom's side, like my white side, they are like a mixture of shit, but they are a full quarter Scottish. They grew up bagpipes, kilts. There were bagpipes at my mom's wedding. Like everything. Like they grew up culturally enmeshed in their roots as part Scottish people because their dad was very into it. If I were to come out in some fucking kilt with some fucking Highland brogue talking about haggis and shit, like there's just no way people would drag the fuck out of me, even though I'm like, oh, I have a connection to this. Doesn't mean I can't show an appreciation for it, but because of the way I look and the way I have existed in this country, that I can't do that. So that's why I think people get mad at the Hilarias of the world, is that your whiteness and your adjacency to being able to buy boxed hair dye or whatever allows you to flex between these cultures and legitimately confuse people, and you can get away with it, whereas other people can't. And that's, I mean, it doesn't none of it's right, but it's just that's where a lot of the irritation comes from.
right. It's just like pure privilege with some ill-gotten gains, and otherwise it's pointless. And
yeah. Should we do another voicemail? We've gotten now to the point where we are. There's so much going on in the world.
I was gonna say this actually. The next voicemail is not like one of the fun ones. So maybe let's hold it for next year. We'll pair it with something more fun, and you know, just fucking Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks.
Isn't that a fun gift we've given to you? We didn't give you the harsh one.
Yeah.
Oh, we just ended with complaining about, I don't know.
Okay. So since we're in agreement to not do the other voicemail, we'll do it next year. The one thing to me is like, you know, this girl suffering, you know, quote unquote, like maybe harsh consequences for her open racism as a child. I don't really go back and forth on this, but, you know, I could see people saying like, this isn't fair. This is like piling on, or this is. You know, so what's it called? Internet shaming or whatever. But again, it's like, you know, as I've said before, it's like the internet shaming, if there weren't so much racism, there wouldn't be the energy to pile on to someone for their racist mistakes. And I see there is an element of like, you know, if she were a boy, would the same thing have happened? Maybe not. However, the real salve to this is if you get rid of the racism, people aren't going to be, you know, as baying for blood or as hurt by the racism that happens. So I don't know. I'm just saying even if you're one of the fucking Twitter racists who's like, this is like crazy, I can't believe this girl's suffering these consequences. Even if you're on that, if you truly believe that, then you would be working to fix racism, which, you know, spoiler alert, these people are not. But
or at least hide it better. Good gravy. Like, just don't put shit on tape. Just white parents, teach your kids. just don't put your racism on tape.
At the very
gonna come out
least.
And someone's gonna...
At the very least.
Also, like, it's like, yeah, I just also want to be... I don't know that if I was that dean... Colleges have deans, right? Oh, God, what's happened to me?
Yeah.
If I was in charge of that admissions process, I don't know that it would have been my choice to keep her out of college, because it's clear that what she desperately needs is more education. So I might have been like, you can still come here, but I'm picking your classes, and just giving her to all my most like militant Black studies professors.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I get it that some people are like, she shouldn't benefit from whatever. But
Black people shouldn't have to go to school with her. Would be like, she might benefit from college, but other people will be harmed by her being at college. And
yeah, maybe just make her stay back a year and do some intense homeschooling, and then
I guess that is kind of what's going to happen, right? Like, she obviously, you know, will, I'm sure, first of all, some racist college I'm sure is trying to get her in now, but at the very least,
yeah,
she'll just go to college next year, whatever. Is her life ruined? Yeah.
No.
Is her life ruined more than the N-word has ruined other people's lives? Like, not even close. So, you know, think of it that way, you fucking Twitter racist. Okay. So, Happy New Year, I guess, to everyone. Is that what we say?
Yeah, that's what we say. You know, I don't have any resolutions because I'm just trying to be kind to myself and get through the next year as a better person than this year has made me, because this year gave me a lot of stress and caused me to be a little, I'm going to say, a little tightly wound. And so I'm just going to go with the flow a bit more. Now it sounds like I have a resolution, but really I've been trying to think of it as like, because my obsessive personality, if I make a resolution, I will beat myself up for not following it and achieving it and crushing it by like July and emerging out of the cocoon a new person. So instead I'm trying to do the opposite of that, which I agree sounds like a resolution, but you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to just be easier on myself, and I invite anyone who that's helpful for to do the same. Let's take it easy. We've been through a time.
Pretty good, honestly. Do I have a resolution? I mean, I feel like, you know, yeah, I probably should, but I don't know if I have anything new. I'm just trying to stay alive, trying to not, you know, be so fucked up by this whole year. So yeah, that's fine. We're fine. Everyone's fucking close enough.
Fine. And we really do want to thank you. This is our last recording of 2020. This has been a wild year, as we pretty much for the whole year kind of were trying to negotiate our place with the pod in the world and figure out how it was going to continue. And just a huge, huge thanks to so many people that have signed up or, you know, been supportive. A couple of very insane people who have paid to have Andrew unblock them on Twitter. Thank you. We love you. You're not well. Thank you. But really, only, like, it's been very...
Are you not well? Nice. And this is easily pod business we could have done offline. Has any of them been real yet? Because I still haven't unblocked anyone. And I did not go double check that someone sent in a Twitter. So you know what? If you're someone who actually paid and wants to be unblocked by me, make a dummy account and at me, or have all your friends at me. Don't go through whatever.
Or at me, I guess.
Don't go through whatever official channels that we set up, but because that would be too depressing on many levels. Anyway, thank you everyone for supporting this show, supporting us. You know, we really appreciate it. We are almost certainly, we're definitely not going to lose money. So that's good.
We're better off mentally. That's what's important. We feel good about it.
Yeah.
What we're making.
So
there's going to be an episode of Yo Can We Live this week, if you're subscribed to that. And then I think we'll take the first week of the new year off. So don't, you know, there might be a little something in the feed, but if you're like, where'd they go? We will be back second week of January. Mm-hmm. We love you all. You can follow at Suboptimal Pods on Instagram. You can follow at Yo Is This Racist on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Trondi Newman. He's at Andrew T.
That's right. 323-389-7223, 323-389-RACE. Get your calls in, and yeah, fucking be well, folks. You know.
And if you do have a resolution and you want to send it to the Yo Can We Live feed that we can read on there and we can give you some encouragement, please feel free to send that in. Same number, 323-389-7223, also known as 323-DUCKS, D-U-X, 7223. We love you.
Bye,
happy
everyone.
End of the year. Bye-bye.